this on?
I love carnage. No one knows how to stop me because I can't stop.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano along with Eric Slamilton Hamilton. I am still drunk.
Wow.
You piece of shit.
Well, you know.
Hurricanes. I mean, F5s. Eric hit me with an F5.
Four F5s.
And then he hit me with another F5 and another F5 and another F5.
And before that, there was some haluva drinks.
Haluva drinks, yes.
Some curb stomps.
That's
some,
right.
Some brojitos.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, man, we really drank a lot for Backlash.
And for good reason. Hey, with good cause. So, right. Yeah.
But also for better reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people have said, like, they're just dying laughing at our recap? Because it's basically a drunk cast.
It is absolutely a drunk cast.
It is. It's such a drunk cast.
And I think, looking back on it, I think I was the most drunk.
I think so. Or fell out of your chair.
Yes.
And was just like, fuck it. I'll do it from the floor.
I'll do it on the floor. Yeah. If not the most drunk, I was at least the dumbest, the stupidest.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
I get pretty dumb when I'm drunk, but.
Yeah, we all have our quirks.
It's my happy place.
It is, you know.
It's where I go to be happy.
A little guy holding some beers and, you know, your grandma's there throwing up coins.
Find your happy place.
Yeah.
So go check that out if you haven't. If you've never signed up on Patreon before, now's the time.
Absolutely.
Because we were all fucking wasted. We even had Aaron Rosa from Hollywood Hogwash as an audience member laughing in the background,
yeah.
like you're watching your mom's house or something.
Right, right. I think at one point he was fighting for his life. But then he rallied and poured himself another drink.
He kept taking my glass away, like thinking I was too drunk that I was going to knock it over. And I kept having to like fight with him. I'm like, give my drink back.
I think you just wanted more drink.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
That fucking F5 hurricane was amazing.
Right.
And I thank you and hate you for it.
I know.
No, we need to get drunk every pay-per-view.
Yeah, really.
And the next one.
Ooh, my liver hurts.
The next one. It's Saudi Mania.
Ooh.
And that's at noon.
Oh, that's some day drinking.
All day drinking.
Holy shit.
At least a buzz or something.
Yeah.
Because you know that's going to be rough.
Right.
Most likely.
For
I mean,
sure.
It's a Saudi pay-per-view.
Yeah, we've already got a confirmed rematch.
That's right, we do.
So
I told you. I fucking told you so.
Yeah.
I told you all Cody wasn't winning that belt.
Right.
That is not finishing the story.
Right. That's not his story.
He's got to finish his Brock story.
Yeah.
That's what he's got to finish first.
Right.
And that's like three more pay-per-views. That's going to like lead up all the way to SummerSlam.
Yeah. Cowboy Brock's like, I wish I knew how to quit you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to recap Raw. But before we do all that, we need to thank four brand spanking new patrons. So thank you to Jeremy, Baragon, Ben Auger, and Carlos Rivera. Thank you to all of you. You all get the air horns.
Yes. So you get the drunk cast.
You get the drunk cast.
Which is also, it's more of a drunk cast and somewhat of a recap.
Yes.
I think so.
That's exactly.
You also get the worst in-ring botch bracket.
That's right.
And actually, fans have been saying the most horrific botch bracket.
You know what's funny was...
Because this isn't like a fucking like, oops, I completely whiffed on a super kick.
Yeah.
No, this is like, I tried to do a moonsault and landed on my head.
Yeah, so I should rename it because one of our fans, Ben Owens, actually made the bracket.
Yes.
And he originally called it most gruesome botch. And then I was just like, that's too complicated. Let's just call it, you know, worst botch bracket part one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, it's not like we, when we do like worst promo, we don't name it like funniest promo or something
right.
But maybe I should change it. I don't know. And maybe the next one we'll do funniest botch.
But sure.
See, there were funny botches in there because Vince McMahon tearing both quads is on that bracket. Spoiler alert.
Right.
There's 32 botches, and that's one of the funniest ones. Like, that would almost, that might win funniest botch.
Absolutely. But then you also have, like, the guy breaking both of his knees.
Ah!
jumping off of a turnbuckle.
Oh God! It's a hard watch, but fuck, it's pretty funny.
It's entertaining mainly for our reactions.
Absolutely.
So
you go. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you all of that. We've got so many brackets, AEW recaps weekly. Go check it out.
But on top of, so there's a $5.
Yes.
The $10.
There's a $10 tier.
There's also
a $25 tier.
And
a $100 tier.
Which gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, it does.
And it also gets you a spot on the show to do awards with us.
That's right. We do have one fan that we're going to be doing awards with later.
Yes.
Because they did the main event. The Hall of Fame tier.
Hall of Fame.
That's right. It's got Stone Cold on it. So there you go. Also, if you sign up now, you do the $10 tier. After 3 months, you get a free sticker mailed to you.
Yeah.
Automatically.
Right.
And if you do the $25 tier after 3 months, you get a What's Wrong with Wrestling coffee mug.
I don't drink coffee, but I'll put other liquids in it.
There you go, yeah. They don't have pint glasses yet on Patreon, but when they fucking do,
we'll have a drink along.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so go sign up, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. All right, so we're not doing SmackDown because that was before the pay-per-view. We're just doing Raw this week. And Raw opens with a pay-per-view-like video package. Like hyping up the World Heavyweight Championship tournament that isn't really a tournament. They're like, one man will go down in history and become the first ever World Heavyweight Champion.
And his name is Roman Reigns. You fucking marks.
Yeah. The first ever World Heavyweight Champion.
First ever.
We've never had one before.
Ever, ever, never.
Triple H?
Nope.
It doesn't count anymore.
Doesn't count, nope.
Triple H has like had the WWE Championship like twice.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's it.
World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Why they have to do this.
Right.
Like, yeah. Anyways, we get an in-ring promo from Cody Rhodes. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about me rolling up Lesnar? He said he did the impossible.
And rolled up Brock Lesnar.
Rolling up Brock Lesnar, right.
Has Lesnar ever lost with a roll-up?
That's a good question.
I don't think he has.
It's a really good question. Yeah, maybe he hasn't. That's true, because that's just awkward looking at that in the first place.
Yeah, right.
He's so big.
Yeah.
Like when Ricochet was rolling up Braun Strowman like a few months ago in that IC tournament, it looked so stupid.
It did.
Braun just laying there like, ooh, like a big baby, like, oh, change my diaper.
Right, like a turtle on its shell. Like, I don't know what to do.
And I think Ricochet did change his diaper, and that's why they became best friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Now they're one of the shittiest tag teams in wrestling.
Yay.
He mentions how Brock is the most decorated combat fighter in the history of sports.
Sure.
Which is like, okay, if you count wrestling.
Right, yeah.
He was the UFC champion once.
Right, there's guys who won more, like multiple titles in UFC.
Course.
Like they've upped and lowered their weight classes.
Yeah.
They seem more decorated to me.
Yeah, it's silly. He's obviously counting WWE as a combat sport, but whatever.
Sure.
So then Cody walks to the stage where the belt is on display and the crowd chants, "You deserve it," because they're all fucking marks.
Yes.
Cody then yells, "Let the tournament begin."
Oh, he hosts it.
Everyone, let the tournament begin. Sorry, I just spit on Eric. Let the tournament begin.
Yes.
It's beer butter. It's beard butter.
Beer. Beer butter.
It's still beer coming out of my... No, you didn't
He's
give me
foaming.
Any beer.
He's foaming.
I might still be a little drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, let the tournament begin. And then Seth Rollins comes out, and he and Cody have a brief stare down.
Yep.
Because, again, they want people to think that these two guys are winning tonight.
Correct.
Even though I already told everyone what would happen.
Yeah.
So we got Seth Rollins versus Damian Priest versus Shinsuke Nakamura. First round of the World Heavyweight Championship tournament that isn't really a tournament.
Yes.
Seth hits Priest with a curb stomp, but Nakamura broke up the pin. And then Nakamura and Seth had a stare down. And then Nakamura, it's been a while.
He did the
come on. Also, I don't remember Seth and Nakamura ever having a singles match.
So I was curious about this as well.
Yeah.
And I think they had like some stupid match on SmackDown a long time ago.
Okay.
But they had a big singles match at a pay-per-view.
Really?
Survivor Series 2018, IC champ versus US champ.
And Seth won.
Yes.
I'm sure.
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. So they had a big match.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind another one.
Hell no.
And that was a while back.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me that. Give it. Give me what I want.
Yeah. In the end, Nakamura had Priest in the knee bar, but Seth hit Nakamura with a frog splash and then a pedigree for the win. Look, we all knew Seth was winning here.
Yes.
But you know what? Now that there's going to be two belts or three belts, but
three belts,
two main title holders again.
Yeah.
This is where you could give it to Nakamura if you wanted to.
Sure.
You
absolutely.
Know, the guy won the fucking Rumble in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Let him have it finally. Let him have some main title.
And what's sad is there was two belts back then, too.
There certainly were.
Yeah, but one of them was Brock. And, you know, if you're not Brock or Roman.
Well, he couldn't even beat AJ Styles. Remember, they had like that 4-month pay-per-view feud where they just kept kicking each other in the nuts?
Yeah.
So stupid. The
Rochambeau match.
So maybe one day Nakamura can get this thing. I don't know.
We'll I kind of want this title to switch hands like every like 3 weeks. Like, honestly, like we've been so deprived of title changes for 3 damn years. I want this title changing all the time.
Like when Seth wins it, they're going to be like, 1, 2, 3. Hey, sorry about the last few years. And then Seth drops it to Nakamura. Hey, sorry about the last few years. And then Nakamura drops it to Kevin Owens. Hey, sorry about the last few years.
And then Owens drops it to
Sami Zayn.
And they're like, sorry. Sorry about the whole time.
Sorry about everything. Yeah. So later backstage, Miz asks Nakamura to be a team.
What?
Yeah.
What?
They'll chant Miz K Nakamura. Hold on. Sorry, I'm late.
Maybe Orton.
Just keep going.
Stupid.
And add the trumpet.
Stupid.
Yep. Yeah. All of that.
So, of course, Nakamura declines. And challenges him to a one-on-one match for next week.
Yeah. Bring your tiny balls.
Yeah, so...
He didn't say it, but, you know...
Nakamura beats Miz next week.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't really matter. Like, there's nothing for Nakamura. He's just going to feud with the Miz for a while.
Sure.
Haven't we seen this? We had to have seen this. Nakamura's been there since 2016, right? So
yeah,
we had to have seen this already.
Right.
There's no way we haven't.
Probably.
This doesn't really interest me.
No. I mean, Miz feuding with anyone, really.
God. He's come a long way from 2016, that's when the Miz beat Zack Ryder, the Raw after Mania,
mm-hmm.
and went on this amazing IC title run.
Right.
He was the hottest heel in the company.
He was.
And now he's just... fucking a goofball, he sucks, and oh, your tiny balls, right. And it's
like I caught the it popped up on like my YouTube feed, his like promo on talking smack to Daniel Bryan,
right?
God, that was so good. He was so good at that point.
Yeah.
And they just like fucking
stop with the goofy shit,
right?
Get serious again.
Yeah,
it's fucking wrestling. You're not R-Truth,
right?
You're not Tozawa.
Well, he's not there, so they need someone.
Yeah. So next up, we have Otis.
Whatever.
Versus Mustafa Ali.
I thought he was drafted to NXT.
Who?
Mustafa Ali. maybe he's a free agent. I don't know.
He should be. I don't know. But
Mustafa freaking
speaking
Ali.
Of more things I don't care about.
Yes.
Otis was dominating, but then Chad Gable and Maxxine Dupri hopped on the apron, and they were telling Otis two different things.
It was basically like... do the worm, don't do the worm.
Yeah.
Or the caterpillar, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, right.
Like, do it. No, don't do it. Do it. No, don't do it.
And it's funny because Chad Gable, who's always been, like, you know, before this, obviously he's a goofy heel, but he's a goofy heel that is trying to be serious.
Right.
Like, you know, before he wouldn't want Otis to do the Caterpillar, but now that Chad Gable's the babyface in this storyline, this weird fucking storyline.
It is.
He's like, yeah, do the Caterpillar. And Maxine, who, like, she's the whole, like, trying to make Otis a model.
Right.
Like, you would think, like, oh, have him pose in the ring or something, or, like, even do the Caterpillar. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
So, dollar bet.
Uh-huh.
Maxine actually gets Gable to go to her and not Otis.
God, I would say no to that.
Gabel.
Gabel. Gabel. Yeah, I don't think you're even taking that bet.
Yeah, no.
So Otis then charges at Ali, but Ali moves, and Otis ran into the ring post, and then Ali hit the 450 splash for the win.
Yeah.
Otis keeps losing. Yeah, I mean, something weird. I don't care.
I don't, you're right. I don't care.
What's going to happen? Let me think about it. Oh, I don't care.
Right.
Otis is going to leave both of them.
Yeah. Let Gable become like either a monster face or a monster heel on his own.
A monster that you look down at.
Right. Well, not like a monster monster. Like, make him like full heel or full face.
Yeah, they're like, kind of just stuck in this.
Let purgatory. Him have a feud with like Rollins for the title. You're like, you know, he's not going to win, but he'll give you really good matches.
Yeah, I mean, Maxine's great to look at, but like the Maximum Male Models thing is just so fucking bad.
Is it that she's that great to look at, or it's just that she's next to Otis?
Well, maybe both, but you know,
like if you.
Obviously,
you zero in.
What was that from? Hall Pass?
Yes.
Yeah. You block out the ugly girls, and then the one you think is hot is not so hot anymore.
It was the dad from Step Brothers.
Yes. He's fucking great.
He is.
Anyways, moving on. We have The Miz versus Finn Balor versus Cody Rhodes in the World Heavyweight Championship tournament. That's not really a tournament. Correct. What fucking tournament starts with triple threat matches?
Right.
What
is
that?
And then goes right to the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine like the NFL playoffs. You're like, all right, let's see. The Chiefs versus the Bengals versus the Patriots. Right. It's a triple threat.
Right.
What?
So when is Saudi Mania?
End of May. It's like the last Saturday, I think.
So the
that's Double or Nothing. Right? So it can't be the same. Night of Champions.
2023.
It's the 27th. It's Saturday, the 27th.
Okay.
Wait, so when the fuck is Double or Nothing?
Are they going head to head?
Oh, no, it's back to back.
Oh, it's Saturday and Sunday?
Fuck. That sucks ass. You know how much? You know, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it so much.
So, like, here's what I don't get. Like, so you still got one, two, basically three. You had three shows to build up this tournament, right?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you do actual tournament matches?
You had three fucking weeks.
So they're going to have a winner crowned on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then what? They can't feud with each other.
No.
They're just, what, going to talk shit about each other on the show?
You know.
Hey, I'm fighting, blah, 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 all right?
You know that the SmackDown before, it's going to be wild card.
Oh, fuck.
And the Raw before, they're going to be on. Someone's going to go to the other show.
Right.
Of course that's what's going to happen. Makes no sense.
Of course.
You had three fucking weeks. You could have done, like, 16 guys.
For real.
You know?
Right.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It really is.
Trilly is.
And like we've said before, like, doing a tournament on the pay-per-view is even better.
Right.
Like, it's so exciting. It's so great.
That's what you love.
The last one they did was the fucking Best in the World tournament at Saudi Arabia, where they actually did the tournament there.
Yeah, right.
But like, that tournament was stupid because it was for nothing.
It was for
nothing. It was for a Best in the World trophy that Shane McMahon won.
Yeah, he produced that tournament too.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
So Cody hits a double Cody cutter.
Not bad.
Then Cody hit Balor with the crossroads, but Miz threw him out of the ring. But Cody quickly got back in and hit Miz with three crossroads. Then Cody goes for the pin. But Brock Lesnar shows up and he pulls Cody out of the ring and hits him with an F5 on the outside.
But according to WWE lore,
yeah,
and I'm following canon,
uh-huh,
Cody's feet were under the ropes, so that pin wouldn't have even counted.
Well, it's a triple threat, so it's no DQ.
Okay, right. I guess.
Yeah, there's no rope breaks in a triple threat match.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, but I mean, to that point, they ignore that shit all the time. I've said it before. Yes. When Ambrose fought Triple H at Roadblock in 2016, they were like, no, the pin doesn't count. His legs were under the rope. I was like, what? I've never seen that before.
I've never heard that rule, ever.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But here it's a no DQ. So Brock F5s him on the outside. Balor wins with the coup de grace on The Miz. And then after the match, Brock F5s Cody through the announce table. And then Brock grabs a microphone that doesn't work. But thankfully, they got close enough so we could hear him over the piped-in fake Thunderdome booze.
Right. And I mean, if this was the microphone on the camera, they were right here.
Yes.
Like, it was poking him in the eye.
But, like, the fake booze were so loud that it was hard to hear Brock.
It was.
But I thought Brock was great here. He was really a fucking scary monster. Let's take a listen.
Look at this face. Look at this face!
He's almost like Joker.
Yes, yeah. That's what I thought.
Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. This might be like, this is one of Brock's best promos ever, by the way.
Yeah.
He's always got Heyman talking for him. And
lately,
when he's been a babyface, it's been really goofy and weird.
Yeah.
Look how loud that is. You think he just fucking broke the streak?
Come
on. What do you want to talk about, Cody?
Should have been me.
Look at my face. You want to take credit to this, Cody? You looked into this face.
That's tremendous.
You looked into the victory Saturday night. I want to talk about a fight. A fight.
Okay.
I want a fight.
Jesus.
Like, the crowd would be bored by now. They wouldn't still be booing.
Right.
You need Night of Champions a fight. What do you got to say, Matt? Who is the coward now?
Maybe the guy that attacked the other guy from behind.
Right, yeah. I mean, come on. Like, you blindsided him so he couldn't fight back.
Yeah. Well, when you're a heel, you can say whatever you want.
And that's it. Raw goes off the air, right?
It should have.
Right. How is this not like, the ending?
That was a pretty cool 30-minute show.
Right.
So, later in the show, Cody accepts Brock's challenge to a fight. Now, we don't know what the fight is yet.
A regular one-on-one match with disqualifications.
I mean, if they do a fucking UFC fight, it would be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just a street fight? That's kind of lame. I was hoping a cage.
Right.
I hope it's a cage match. You know? I think a cage would be good.
Yeah. That could be good.
I don't want to just see a street fight.
No.
Brock doesn't use weapons anyway.
Right, yeah. He is the weapon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll see what kind of match they do.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Rhea Ripley versus Dana Brooke.
Where the hell have you been?
No, that's okay. We don't need to know.
Yeah, I'm good.
Dana did look good, though, here. I liked her gear.
Yeah.
You know, looks like she's been holding off on the lip injections lately.
Sure.
But, of course, she's only here for one reason.
Yeah.
Rhea hits the Riptide and then makes her tap to the Cloverleaf. After the match, she hits another Riptide and makes Dana tap to the clover leaf again.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's going to save her? Who's going to be Rhea Ripley's next challenger? Oh, my God, it's Bret Hart. Oh, wait, no, it's Natalya.
I would much rather see Bret Hart fight Rhea.
It's fucking Natalya.
Why?
Natalya, who, by the way, she's got Dana Brooke in the clover leaf. Uh-huh. Natalya walks slowly to the ring.
Calmly walks.
And if you're wondering why, it's because she had like 12-inch high heels on.
Yeah.
So she couldn't. It's like, wow, way to give a shit.
Right. What's worse, walking slowly to the ring in heels?
Yeah.
Or coming out and doing your Jeff Hardy dance while your brother is being murdered in the ring.
I mean, it's got to be that, but yeah. Natalya doesn't really care about Dana Brooke, I guess.
Yeah, right. Why does she care about Rhea?
So she gets in the ring, and then
slowly
Dominic whispers in Rhea's ear, and they leave.
Yeah.
And by the way, the rosters after the draft are in effect now.
Yes.
This is the first show.
Uh-huh.
Rhea Ripley is still the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yes.
On Monday Night Raw.
Correct.
So in the past, they've done a stupid belt swap.
Yes.
Are they going to leave it like this now in order to like a lame way to promote the other show?
Right.
Like, hey, Rhea Ripley's a SmackDown Women's Champion. Speaking of SmackDown, SmackDown's on Friday. Go watch that on Fox.
Yeah.
And then the same thing so with Bianca.
Shouldn't she just be able to be on SmackDown anytime she wants?
Exactly. Shouldn't she be on SmackDown?
Right.
So dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, this is why everyone hates this draft. It's just a bunch of dumb shit that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Imperium. This match happened because Kaiser and Vinci were walking around backstage.
Probably looking for Gunther.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us.
Gunther, what are you? They're telling everyone the Ring General will be on Raw next week. And they do the same thing to KO and Sammy, but KO and Sammy don't care. So they take offense, and Sammy challenges them to a match. You know, that's how every match happens on Raw.
Right, right. Hey, just you're backstage. Doing something I hate.
Yeah.
You want to fight about it?
You bump into someone backstage and go, hey, did you step on my sneakers? These are Air Force Ones, you piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I did. Fuck you. Well, fuck you.
Well, fuck you.
Well, you're a slut. You're a slut.
I'll teach you a lesson.
This is every match.
It is.
Just backstage. Hey, jerk. What did you call me?
Your mother.
Whatever. Yeah. I did like Kevin Owens waving into the camera during Imperium's entrance, like when they did their pose in the ring, and KO's just behind them waving. And, you know, as for the match, Kaiser gets a stunner and Vinci gets a haluva kick.
Yeah.
KO and Sammy win, of course. It wasn't even a title match.
Right. So, I mean, you could have let Imperium have a little bit more offense here, you know?
You know, it's kind of weird. I just realized there was no bloodline on Raw.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, because of the rosters, because of the draft, they all got drafted to SmackDown.
Okay.
Which means they can't be on Raw for 3 weeks until the draft doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, right. Three-week waiting period.
And we know that Roman's going to be on SmackDown, and we haven't seen him
since Raw after Mania.
Really? Is that it?
Yes.
It's been a month. It's been more than a month.
Yeah. Like Jesus. I was thinking about it today. I'm like, I wonder if he's injured and they just don't want to say it.
Right.
Because is he even going to defend the title?
He has to.
Right.
At night he always does the Saudi shows.
Yeah.
Because that's where you get paid the big, big bucks.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is he going to fight?
Sheamus.
Come on. No, who? Sheamus. No.
No, Sheamus is on.
No.
How the fuck was Drew not in this tournament?
He's taking time off.
Oh.
He's apparently in the process of renegotiating because his deal's almost up. Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe Jey Uso again if something happens there. But I don't really see anything happening there.
Right.
Who the fuck is on SmackDown?
That's what I was trying to pull up. Because it's like, who are the rosters?
AJ Styles?
Already?
Is AJ on SmackDown?
Is he cleared to wrestle? Because he hasn't really wrestled.
No, we've only seen him once.
Yeah. Let me see.
Omos.
Austin Theory.
It could be Omos.
Could be Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, we've seen that shit.
Yeah. Grayson Waller. LA Knight.
I could see it being Omos. I really could.
Rick
Boogs. Because they're like, we're running out of time. We need a big match for Roman. Oh, give him the giant that everyone beats.
Yeah, right. The non-intimidating giant. Yeah. Maybe Von Wagner.
Jesus, stop it. All right, so backstage, Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green are getting signatures for a petition to get a tag title rematch. They get a random extra and Xia Li to sign. Well, I guess that settles it. You know, Xia Li signed and this random person.
I thought you were talking about the same person. Some random extra named Xia Li.
That's right. Then they ask Johnny Gargano, Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell, and Dexter Lumis, but they turn them down and...
They just, like, keep passing it.
Yes. But more importantly, Johnny is excited to have the family back together. You know, they were the way in NXT. Yeah. But someone's missing, and it ain't Austin Theory.
Guys, look at us. The whole family back together again. And like I was saying, he's coming back soon.
Okay,
I think it's going to be great.
I don't agree.
It's
going to
be great. Dexter, it's going to be great.
It's not. Me. Don't listen. He's not. No.
He's coming back soon? He's coming back soon? No one will survive. Tommaso Ciampa! Who else going to be talking
Don't
about?
Don't fucking play with my emotions like
Who
that.
Who else going to be talking about?
100%, right.
It's Tommaso Ciampa.
Could you imagine if we get DIY versus Owens and Sammy for the titles? Yeah. That was also Andrew in his first sip of the F5.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, just thinking about that.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Wow.
It's like there's a party in my mouth and everyone's coming.
Man, that would be great. That would be fucking great.
What, everyone coming?
Everyone coming in my mouth, yeah. But look, I'm excited for Ciampa coming back soon.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not, look, that would be great, Eric, but I'm not getting my hopes up. What are the chances that actually happens?
True.
Very little.
Very little.
And plus, it's like, you know, you got Ciampa and Johnny, but you also have Indy, Dexter, and Candice. Like, can they just fuck off, please?
Right.
And we just have Johnny and Ciampa?
Yeah.
Can they just go do their own thing?
Yeah.
Please?
Please?
Please.
Please.
But yeah, excited to hear Ciampa's coming back.
Yeah.
Possibly. Although they teased the Hurt Business, and then Vince was like, guess who's back?
Yeah.
And guess who's not back?
Mm-hmm.
I'm back, and Hurt Business not back.
They're gone forever.
Just recently, they were teasing the Hurt Business getting back together.
I know.
And then
know.
Vince returned. He was like, I already got rid of them once, goddammit.
Right. And it would make sense to have them get together if Lashley's going to be a contender for Roman at some point.
Right.
You know.
And then at least you have something.
Right.
Something for Otis to do. Omos.
Yeah.
Something for Omos to do. Because wrestling should not be it.
Yeah.
He should just be interfering in Lashley's matches.
Right, right.
Helping him win.
Lashley, the Street Profits, Omos.
Yeah.
You could do a great 5-on-5 match.
Yeah, sure.
Get Heyman and...
Heyman, yeah.
And MVP involved.
True. Next up, we have Nikki Cross versus Zoe Stark. Where the fuck is Sanity? Another thing they hinted months ago.
Yeah.
That I'm sure Vince killed.
Sure.
That was another thing he killed.
Right.
Even that fucking thing. Oh, what's that? What's that, huh? People like the stable Sanity? Hold on, let me see. I have their contracts right here. What the fuck is a stable?
Yeah.
A stable of horses? I don't like horses. Fuck your horses. And fuck the horsemen, too.
I know I did.
Yeah. So this is Zoe Stark's first match. I guess she's still a heel. She was kind of heelish in her interview.
Yeah.
And then she just walked up to Nikki and was like, hey, you're a freak.
Hey, freak.
And Stark wins with her finisher, Z360, where she knees Nikki in her tits. And then Corey Graves is like, oh, knee right to the chin. I was like, nope. Ugh. I can't believe they showed it again.
Yeah.
They showed the replay. And it was clear as day. She kneed her in the tits. And Corey Graves is like, no, knee to the chin.
Right on the chin.
If her chin was on her tits.
Chin tits.
Chin tits. Those are nice pair of chin tits you got there, honey. Anyways, it gets worse. Because next up, we have an in-ring promo from Trish Stratus.
It got so much worse.
Why? Why? I mean, after...
Holy shit.
After her first promo, they got to be like, oh, well, that was rough. Well, she was never very good. Let's give her a second chance. Ooh, that was really bad. We can't let her do this again. Well, they did.
Right. Big yikes.
Trish was wearing a t-shirt with Becky Lynch that said, missing. Another god-awful promo. No one's going to steal my spotlight. She's just going to stay at home. Becky's coming back.
This is my show.
What? That's the stupidest thing. This is my show.
You've been there for 3 weeks.
Yeah. I can't believe she got drafted. That makes me think she's fucking staying around, hanging around for a while.
Man.
This is just the Night of Champions match. Another match where it's not a championship at the Night of Champions match, pay-per-view.
Correct.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Who needs champions?
Night of
Champions.
Yeah, no. And we know KO and Sammy won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she says, Becky's just going to be with her dumb daughter. She doesn't even know her colors.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So then the music hits. Oh, she also Trish bitches that her daughter loves Becky. Then Becky's music hits.
Uh-huh.
And Becky doesn't come out. And she laughs at all the marks like, oh, I got you. Then Becky's music hits again. But this time the man does come around.
In the ring. She comes around from behind.
So I guess she told the production truck guys, like, hey, hit her music when I say this line. And they're like, okay, we will. And then Becky was like, hey, I know that's going to happen, so let's do that, and I won't come out. Then hit my music again, and then I'll come out.
Hit my music.
So Becky gets a few shots in. She hits the Bexploder, but then Trish rolls out of the ring.
And she hasn't done the Bexploder in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, Trish Stratus, I don't know, Trish. Yeah. Next up, we've got Xavier Woods versus Dominic Mysterio. This happened because backstage, Xavier Woods was laughing with Akira Tozawa while Rhea was being interviewed by Byron Saxton.
Mm-hmm.
And Dominic took offense to him laughing.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, let's fight.
Let's fight. I wonder what Tozawa and Woods were talking about.
Probably video games. Yeah.
Or like how Tozawa used to have Omos as one of his ninjas.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And he would do the finger thing. And that was his signal for that he blows Omos.
Yeah.
Anyways, Woods goes for his elbow drop, but Rhea pulls Dominic out of the ring. And then Dom beats Woods with a roll-up.
Yeah. Like a weird, scissoring roll-up.
Yeah. And Corey Graves said, what a win for Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah. Because Xavier Woods is at the top of the card, you know?
Top of the card.
He's king of the island of relevancy.
You know, the guy that's never had a singles title in WWE.
Mm-hmm. That guy.
The only member of the New Day to not get a push ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the New Day, when they were a tag team and they were tag champs.
Right.
Like, when it was the three of them, Woods was always, the fill-in guy.
Yeah.
And he's the best one.
I know. Sucks.
Next up, we have a video promo from Jinder Mahal.
Where the hell have you been?
Sangha.
Where the hell have you been?
And Veer.
Where the hell have you been?
Also known as Indusher.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Where's Shanky?
Where the fuck is Shanky? You're right. Where is he? Is he still employed?
Is he still alive?
Did he get fired?
Right.
Why would you name someone Shanky?
Shanky.
He's currently signed to WWE. What the fuck happened?
Why?
Where in the world is
Shanky
Pisano? Shanky Pisano. So Veer is coming.
Again.
Again, he's coming.
He is.
Will it take 6 months again?
Oh, man, that buildup is going to be great.
I love Carnage.
Now it's going to be him and two other guys coming.
I can't wait for the worst promo bracket 3.
Yeah.
That's going to be on there. And he might win. No one knows how to stop me because I can't stop. They're like, the guy doesn't know English. No. Why are you letting him cut a promo?
Yes. What's wrong with you?
And Mahal was cutting this like serious promo, but then he like had this big smile at the end that I felt ruined it. Like I just started laughing in this video promo. He's like, we're coming to take over Raw. And then he went this like goofy smile.
Right. What are you doing?
Like, okay. Backstage, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez bump into Sonya and Chelsea and they sign their petition. They're like, yeah, you just had to ask if you wanted a rematch. Yeah. However, Sonya and Chelsea are like, oh, we'll probably be facing damage control because they're going to beat you on SmackDown, I guess, right?
I thought they were drafted to Raw.
Who? Damage control?
No, Raquel Liv and Raquel. Liv.
But they get to go wherever because the tag titles are on. There's Eric, you don't get. I don't get it.
I don't understand draft.
Like KO and Sammy are the Raw and SmackDown tag champs, mm-hmm. but they were drafted Raw.
Uh-huh.
It seems like they're staying on Raw.
Right.
So SmackDown doesn't have tag champs.
Uh-huh. Unless they go to SmackDown and lose them.
Don't do that, guys.
Just never go to SmackDown.
Like, WWE has never cared about tag teams to begin with.
Right.
So they should do it the same way for the men as they do with the women. You know, there's one women's tag titles. There should be one men's tag titles for Raw and SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
There's not enough tag teams. There's just not.
Right.
There's KO and Sammy, the Usos, the Street Profits. Like, everyone else, they're not going to win shit.
Yeah.
Ricochet and Braun, the Viking Raiders, Alpha Academy. Like, no, it's over. Like, yeah, there's over. Nothing.
Let go. Nobody listens to techno no more.
Finally, for the main event, we've got Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. Winner goes to Night of Champions for the finals. Balor powerbombed Seth into the barricade, which is what Seth did to Balor 7 years ago at SummerSlam and caused Balor to be out for 8 months.
When they were debuting a new title.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was 7 years ago.
Gross.
Fuck world.
I don't know if you saw this. So they did like a online exclusive interview with Sammy and KO.
Okay.
And KO had a great strategy for winning future matches.
Okay.
I was just wondering, with the draft, how do you guys plan on continuing to retain your championship?
So Kevin walked away.
Yeah.
And he comes back with a chair.
Did you need me to repeat the last part of that question?
I'll go from, what are you doing?
What behavior is that? We're in the middle of an interview, man.
I'm tired.
It doesn't, can you wait 2 minutes?
I'm tired.
He's been doing a lot.
Okay. The guy was walking by with the chair and it looked appealing.
I was in Backlash. I've had a tough schedule. I can stand for 2 minutes. Anyways, okay. Take two. All right.
Take two. It's the same take. You're holding yourself up. What are you complaining about? I can't do what you're doing.
Let's just restart. What was your question? How do we plan on retaining the titles? Did you even hear the question?
Yeah, well, we're going to win every match we're in.
That's good. These are always the best.
Like, they are.
Why are they only on fucking social media?
Right. Like the one with where he's like, 6969.
You're disgusting.
Disgusting.
That was a pre-show with Tom Phillips.
Yes.
Because I saw your password on your iPad.
Yeah.
6969. You're disgusting. And like Tom Phillips just trying not to break there.
Right.
So great. But like he used to do that with Renee. Like he would like fuck with Renee. Like
right.
He would like there was one time he was hiding from Braun and like it was her or Kayla Braxton had to like hide with him in this car, and like other times he'd be like laying down after a match and just just bitching to her, and
yeah,
it was great stuff.
No, like why aren't those on the show, especially with them?
I know,
yeah,
it's true. So back to Rollins and Balor. Like I said, Balor powerbombs Seth into the barricade, getting his 7-year revenge. So this time Seth sells the arm injury. Balor goes for the coup de grace, but Seth moves, and it's a pedigree with one arm, but Balor kicks out. Then in the end, Seth went for a curb stomp, but Balor moved. So Seth curb stomped Balor's face.
Yeah.
Like face forward.
Yeah.
Just kicked him in the fucking face.
Face foot fucked him.
Yeah. Corey said it was an inverted curb stomp, I guess.
Shut the fuck up, Corey.
And then he hit a normal curb stomp for the win.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Rollins advances. We all expected that.
Mm-hmm.
I expect him to win this thing. But who does he beat at Night of Champions? Because on SmackDown, there's two more triple threat matches. And we've got Edge, AJ Styles, Rey Mysterio, Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, and Sheamus. Who do you got? Fighting Seth.
I mean, it's weird that, like...
You have to have a
face heel. I think it might be Lashley.
Lashley's a face. You want to hear the right answer? You're not going to like it.
It's Theory?
It's Theory.
Fuck.
It's going to be Theory.
Yeah.
Because if you have Edge, there's a chance that the fans will turn on Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. But like still, like you want the fans to have an overwhelming like cheer for when this win happens.
The OC's kind of been heel-ish.
Yeah, they beat up the Viking Raiders.
Yeah.
But like AJ Styles, Rey Mysterio, Bobby Lashley, even Sheamus, all of them could get pops, and like the fans during the match might want them to win instead of Seth.
Right.
There's only one guy here that they're not going to want that person to beat Seth. It's Austin Theory. It's going to be Seth Rollins versus Austin Theory at Night of Champions.
So I guess the United States title won't be defended?
No. I hope I'm wrong. For the love of God, I hope I'm wrong. But, I mean, it's in the song.
Right.
For a reason.
Yeah.
And it's everything. I mean, not always.
True.
I had the prediction championship for a few months, but finally dropped it. Eric had this brilliant plan to get me drunk. I'll get him drunk.
Wait, you weren't drunk when you did the picks.
I was drunk when I did the picks.
I was thinking about being drunk.
You injected me with alcohol.
I injected you with a lethal dose.
Poison.
I was thinking about the alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I won.
Yes, you did.
I won. I did it.
Congrats. On another Sasha Banks title run.
Yeah.
We'll get this right back.
Oh, fuck.
In a few weeks.
Oh, it's a Raw only show. Shit. Here you go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what Night of Champions holds for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the Raw recap. Now it's time to do awards. All right. Well, like we said earlier, we do have a guest to do awards with us. This man did the $100 tier on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And he was actually at Backlash in Puerto Rico wearing one of our fucking shirts, the Who Are You shirt.
Hell yes.
So please welcome Oscar Navarro. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Huge fan. I'm nervous. I don't know why I did this. I just wanted to thank you all. Because, like, literally, you guys are the reason I keep up with this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I have, because, like, Backlash and SmackDown were literally, like, the two of the best nights I've ever had.
Nice.
Even with SmackDown being as bad as it was in terms of, like, the product, at least the dark matches were a lot better.
No, and, I mean, the crowd there was, like, so awesome.
You guys were great, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, we've been waiting, like, 20 years for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a combination of that, because like we never thought we'd get a pay-per-view, because we know how costly it is to move all those cameras and all that equipment, and our venues are small, like 17,000 is not enough for like that kind of move, but then the government paid $1.5 million to the WWE to bring it here, so...
No. Yes, I saw Nick Khan say that, I think. Yeah, I recently saw that. That's pretty cool.
So we went from not...
Yeah, good.
Not having even the possibility in our minds to, like, not only are they coming, Brock Lesnar is coming, and Bad Fucking Bunny, which is our fucking savior.
So I was gonna ask about that. Is literally everyone in Puerto Rico, like, obsessed with Bad Bunny?
The thing is, it's like, even if you're like a metalhead and you hate reggaeton, like,
yeah,
he's done so much. Like, he brought us Backlash just because he's a fan,
right?
He did the biggest concert he's done. He did an island wide concert where he put up like stages in like key areas across the island, like 11 stages. There were like 100,000 people outside, like, partying and watching this concert live, and not one people was shot or killed or anything, which is not normal.
Oh, that's fucking, like, well, that's
this
good.
This guy,
yeah,
he's just like, he's amazing, and he goes all out to, like, actually give you more than what you were expecting.
That's awesome.
As you guys saw.
Absolutely. I was impressed with the street fight. It was one of the better matches.
Right.
We were all excited for Cody Brock, and that was better than Cody Brock.
It really was.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cody Brock and Uso, like, it's not really their fault, because we were going to tire out. Like, when we started with Io and Bianca, like, I knew we were not going to make it to the last
fight.
Yeah,
for sure.
So I'm glad that they actually didn't make Bad Bunny the main event so that we weren't tired for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, yeah, I see that you're also a comedian, huh?
Yeah, in Spanish. Don't expect much from English.
So you do stand-up in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I do stand-up in Puerto Rico. And
that's awesome.
Soon, I'll soon do in Texas and Florida and places like that where there's Latinos.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
Yeah.
So hopefully. Also, I'm such a bottom left. I don't really know the buttons. I just know you fucking Mark.
Bottom left.
I don't know if it's bottom right or bottom left or top left.
Oh, you fucking Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, it's bottom left is bust a nut. You fucking Mark is not one of the. It's like kind of in the middle of the thing, but I could play it once for you.
You fucking Mark.
Yeah. I had such a blast at Backlash that I bought tickets for SummerSlam.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you ready to do awards?
Sure.
All right. Well, you'll go first every time, so just know that. But we'll start it off with, who did you have for worst dressed?
I had mini Seth Rollins.
Mini Seth Rollins? Oh,
Mustafa
is that
Ali?
That's right.
Raw.
Yes,
Mustafa freaking Ali.
Mustafa freaking Ali.
Yeah, Mustafa. Yeah, anything. Yeah, he just looks too much like Rollins.
Of course.
Yeah,
Eric.
I had Brock. Like, once you saw all of his face, like the scabs and the stitches. Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think anyone looked terrible on Raw, but I went with Dominic Mysterio, you know, just because I don't like him.
Yeah. Oh, I've been liking his gear. I liked his Backlash gear.
I don't even remember his Backlash gear.
It was just like a black vest, but the pants have like the Rey Mysterio thingies. Thingies.
Gotcha.
Yeah, those look cool.
Yeah.
All right, who did you have for best dressed?
Best dressed was me at SmackDown with the Who Are You shirt.
That's actually shit. You know what?
Yeah,
we're gonna have to take SmackDown in consideration here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that as well.
I'm gonna go with that as well.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's a sweep.
That's a sweep. All right. Worst acting.
There wasn't a lot. I guess Kathy Kelly saying she couldn't say word. World tele- I can't say it either. So I guess me again. I'm worst acting. trying to say World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, she did struggle there. I mean, I had Trish Stratus. She just like cutting a 5 minute.
Yeah, that's
5 minute promo in the ring was awful.
Yeah.
Anytime. I don't know why they give her 12 minutes every show.
I know.
LA Knight,
they gave
contract.
Him a dark match at SmackDown. Fuck them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I also had Trish, so yeah, that's definitely another
sweep
hit.
Best acting?
Best acting, Damian Priest selling the leg in the triple threat. I had nothing else, so.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I went with Brock. I thought Brock cut a pretty good promo.
Yeah, you like the me.
I mean, what? I don't know what the fuck else to choose. Who else cut a promo on Raw?
That was basically the worst. Like it was horrible. Like the feud is all because whenever Cody says, "What do you want to talk about?" he doesn't start with Brock.
I think it's because, Brock just hates...
Cody doesn't talk about
he
him?
He just hates...
What?
I want to fight Cody because I hate his "what do you want to talk about" so much. So right. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. He made me shit my pants,
but
Eric.
But it's such an easy reason I hate about... Like,
no, there's
you just
there's
gotta
still...
say he killed him because he was the only chance for him to get the titles because he can't challenge Roman. That's it.
I don't know. Yeah, we still don't really know what the reason is.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, I had Brock just because there wasn't a ton of options.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Worst comment?
Worst comment was Raquel Rodriguez having a voice.
Okay.
She said, "Good thing they don't pay you to plan." And then the last thing you hear is the fucking Beyblade belts getting ripped, like the Velcro.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah, all the belts are Velcro now.
It
Eric.
Just reminded me of a toy belt.
That's right.
I had Trish talking about how her daughter's doll is named Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
Well, Trish saying this is my show. It's like, you don't even, like Bel Air, you don't even go here.
Yeah, right.
Are you Paige?
You don't even belong here. Yeah, exactly. This is my house. What did you have for best comment?
He says General Weird. Kevin Owens.
Oh, in the backstage segment with
Imperium.
Yeah, in
the backstage segment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Eric?
I had... Look at this face! Look at this face! Brock Lesnar to Cody.
Brock Lesnar's Joker impression.
Yeah.
Look at me! Yeah, I had Johnny Gargano saying he's coming back soon because we obviously know that is Tommaso Ciampa, so I popped a little bit for that.
Oh, also Balor saying how'd you like it when he threw Rollins on the barricade.
That was good too. All right, what'd you have for worst match?
Rhea versus Dana Brooke, because why?
Right.
Yeah, I had Otis and Ali. My slow-mo was Rhea and Brooke.
So my worst match was Dom and Woods. Because it just kind of buried Xavier more.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I hated that the match had no heat.
Right.
Like, Dominic, I think if he has no Rey Mysterio to bounce off of, he needs, like, someone else to grab heat from.
That's true. No one cares about Dominic when he's not shitting on his father.
Right.
But let me say, Dominic is... an awesome heel. He killed it in all the interviews here in Puerto Rico. He killed it with the crowd here. He's improving in the ring. Like, he's getting good. I know you guys hate him, but I have to speak for all the fans that know that you guys are wrong.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that. We'll let you slide this one time, but never again. What'd you have for slow-mo match?
Street Profits versus Imperium, because it's the only way you could watch it for more than 2 minutes.
Oh, was that on SmackDown?
Yeah.
I didn't
they
even
buried
watch
Imperium. And then somehow Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn took like 15 minutes.
So then why? Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Best match?
My slow-mo was Otis Ali.
Okay. Best match?
Finn versus Seth.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Sweep it.
That's an easy sweep.
Yeah.
What about worst move?
Moving to Jacksonville for Raw.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Eric?
Mine was Dom's scissoring pin that he roll up that Ooh, he gave to yeah. Woods. It was kind of weird.
All right. I'll go with that.
Oh, also Becky not killing Trish.
Becky not killing
her. Is Dom.
What do you mean? You don't want to see that Night of Champions match?
No, but like she was in front of her after she said her daughter is dumb. How'd she not kill her?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. What'd you have for best move?
Seth splashed onto Nakamura in the triple threat. Just, I love that finish.
Oh, the frog splash, yeah.
Yeah.
I had Seth giving Balor the curb stomp to the face.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. I actually changed that and sweep it.
Eric?
Sweep it.
Sweep it! All right, what about worst moment or segment?
Realizing Natalia's still contracted.
Oh my God, I had Natalia.
I also had Natalia.
All right.
Natalia comes to save the day, question mark?
Yeah, what the?
And she comes walking towards the ring while Dana Brooke is getting killed.
Yeah, slowly walking because she's in heels. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rhea should have just kicked her foot.
Of course.
Yeah. Right, right.
Who the fuck wants to see that match? I mean, I get the options aren't great.
Yeah.
But,
what? Yeah. The women's roster is stacked.
Who else on Raw? I don't know.
Anyone else?
She's feuded with Nikki. I don't know.
Yeah.
Best moment or segment?
The dark match on SmackDown with LA Knight getting one of the loudest pop with a half-filled stadium.
Okay.
Who did he fight?
He fought Butch.
And who won?
He won, obviously.
He won.
LA Knight
is winning dark matches.
Is winning dark matches.
Yes.
As a heel. That's interesting. Was this before or after the show?
Before. After were the tag team titles being defended, quote-unquote, against Dakota Kai and Bayley.
Oh, God.
And then the Cody versus Finn. That was great.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Are you sure the LA Knight and Butch, that wasn't like a main event taping, or?
No, that was like just a dark match. And they went... Puerto Rico's Coliseum, you can't do a lot with it. Uh-huh. So that's why they had like this small little ramp entrance with the LEDs there, because there's not a lot you could do to like decorate.
Sure.
Yeah.
What did you have, Eric?
I had Johnny teasing Ciampa.
Yeah, that's what I had as well. Big Ciampa marks over here. So.
Right, right.
Love to see him back.
DIY marks over here.
I know.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, all right. Again, thanks, Oscar, for coming on the show to do awards with us. Do you have any final words?
Thank you, guys. Kill Eric. Joe, because he's not here.
I got nervous for a minute.
And yeah, just thank you overall. Like I've even taken ideas from you guys. Like the brackets, I've done it on. I have a podcast as well.
Well, now we have to sue you.
And yeah, it's not wrestling related, so we don't like do like worst bracket, worst promo.
We've
whatever.
Patented all brackets for podcasts. Okay, yeah. Okay. So no, I'm just kidding.
It's okay. I'll give
what you what brackets? What kind of brackets?
Like the worst, best Christian in Puerto Rico. Like it's just jokingly.
Okay.
the best woman, like the best, the hottest girl in Puerto Rico. We did that one.
Okay.
Ooh.
Just like different bullshit.
Nice.
Yeah. So who's the hottest then?
It was a drag queen.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All
right. It was a joke. It was a friend of ours that's a drag queen.
Oh, okay.
We joke put her over.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks again for coming on, man. Hopefully, we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Hope to meet you one day in an event or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It won't be SummerSlam, but maybe.
Right.
Maybe if you go to WrestleMania next year or something.
Yeah.
So let's hope they bring the Rumble here. You guys should come here.
Maybe.
That would be
a good crowd.
Yeah.
I would come for the beaches.
And stay for the beaches. Yeah.
We have both. We have both
boys. All right, man. Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Say hi to Joe.
Yes, we will.
We will. Thank you.
All right, later, man.
Thank you.
All righty. And it's over. Yeah. We have the best fans, as always.
We do.
Oscar's a very cool guy.
Right.
And for him to wear our shirt at Backlash, that was pretty awesome.
Right. Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah.
Gotta love the who are you.
Who are you? All right. On to breaking news. So Road Dogg Jesse James, you know, he's starting to tell all on his podcast.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't plug other podcasts on this show. But he recently said that Vince McMahon was the only one against turning Roman Reigns heel in 2018.
Oh, imagine that.
Road Dogg said that there was a particular night in question on May 6th, 2018, during Backlash. Reigns defeated Samoa Joe in the main event, but fans were chanting, "This is boring," "Rusev Day," and CM Punk, and Some fans were also leaving during the main event, and they were like, come on, Vince. This guy, we got to turn him heel. And
you got to do something.
Vince said, no, not for another 2 years until this pandemic happens called COVID. And then he says the only way he'll come back is if I do turn him heel and give him a stable with all of his cousins. I need every Uso cousin. And he wins the belt and never loses. Ever. Ever. Forever. Together. Wow, I should have thought of that because
I'm a genius.
Yeah. So that's all I got for news. Do you have anything?
I didn't really have anything.
Yeah, there's not much. But there are some rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Dave Meltzer reports that Brock Lesnar running his head into the exposed turnbuckle to bust himself open was a planned spot.
Oh, really?
He did it on purpose.
He gets whatever he wants, so...
That's what he said. Brock has different rules. If Brock wants color, Brock gets color. The rules have not changed. You still can't blade or bleed unless you're Brock Lesnar.
Correct.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. I mean, if Brock... Like, I get it. He's a monster, but, like, he could have knocked himself out.
Yeah.
Could have. Right?
Right.
You know, we've seen Goldberg do it.
Right.
As an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Goldberg's, though, was... Yeah. Like, I don't think he was trying to do it.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Also, PW Insider reports that Damian Priest got a ton of praise from WWE management for his match with Bad Bunny and is being seen as one of the top-level players in the company going forward. I mean, look, the match was good. He protected this fucking icon in terms of music, but like, you gotta get better on the mic. You gotta cut a promo that's not awful.
Yeah.
You know? So, that's all I got. You have anything?
No, I didn't have anything.
All right.
I got a little trivia though.
Oh.
Night of Champions.
Uh oh.
Trivia.
Oh no. This is not gonna go well.
Yeah. So this is from Night of Champions 2008.
Oh, I'm not going to get anything right.
Cool. No. Cool.
2008.
Yeah. So this was not only the first pay-per-view appearance for a current star, it was the last pay-per-view appearance for another star.
So two names you're looking for?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. There's no way. Like, ever last pay-per-view appearance?
Yes.
And it was someone else's first?
Yes.
Jesus. 2008. I'm not going to do it. Can I get any hints? I need a hint or I'm going to be lost.
Sure. Let's see. I'm trying to pull it up here.
First.
Okay, so... One of them was in a tag match, and the other one was for the IC title.
No, that's not it either. Jesus. I need more hints.
Let's see.
Who is their opponent?
That'll give it away.
No, it won't.
It will.
IC title match?
All right, IC title. Their opponent was Chris Jericho.
And this is the person that debuted or left?
Debuted.
Their first pay-per-view against Chris Jericho for the IC title. Did they beat him?
They did.
Cody?
No.
No, because Cody had a tag match. Oh, my God.
You're on the track for the other one.
For the other one?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? The person who left?
Yeah.
Goldust?
No.
Dusty Rhodes?
No.
I don't know what you mean then. Hardcore Holly?
Yes.
Wait, this is when Cody turned on Hardcore Holly?
Yes. And that was
holy shit.
Hardcore Holly's final pay-per-view.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. He was like never seen again.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other guy debuted and beat Jericho for the IC title.
Uh-huh.
Kofi?
Yes.
Oh! I mean, it took a few hints, but still.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy that it was Kofi's first one and then Hardcore Holly's last, like on the same night.
Right.
Some other matches on that one. You had Morrison and The Miz defeat Finlay and Hornswoggle.
Oh, boy.
For the WWE tag titles, where Cody and Hardcore Holly were for the world tag team titles.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So the listing on this says Ted DiBiase and Cody Rhodes defeated Hardcore Holly and Cody Rhodes.
I remember that whole thing because Ted DiBiase was like, my partner's going to be here. He's going to be here. Just ring the bell.
Yeah.
And then Cody immediately attacked Hardcore Holly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Triple H beat John Cena. Yeah, he beat John Cena to retain the WWE title. Huh. Edge beat Batista to retain the World Heavyweight title. Okay. And I think this is where the next night Edge goes to gloat about taking the title to SmackDown or something.
Uh-huh.
And that's where CM Punk cashed in.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the night after.
Oh, is that where didn't Batista beat the shit out of him?
Yes, because he lost at Night of Champions.
And then Punk comes out.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
A little trivia there.
A little trivia. Very cool.
Yeah. The time on that tag match was 1:28.
I'm surprised it was that long.
I know.
All right. Let me pull up fan questions here. And here we go.
Go.
Look at my face! Kimbo, would you be open to doing a mushroom cast instead of a drunk cast?
Holy shit.
I can supply.
I mean,
I've never done mushrooms, so I'd be afraid.
Yeah, same here. You're a little nervous.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know you that well, Kimbo. Sorry.
Right. I don't want to go to the moon.
This is the next question. Justin Stewart, please tell me that all three of you smoke weed so we can one day get a stoned cast.
I mean, I don't think they do.
Well, we can. It's not completely legal here yet.
Yeah, it's not legal. I'm not.
So no one. What do you mean? No one does.
No one does ever.
Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Non-wrestling question that might or might not piss off Eric. Shitty pizza edition.
Okay.
Pushfire Berry, Domino's, Little Caesars, Papa John's. This is easy.
Push Papa John's.
Yes.
Berry Domino's.
Yes.
Fire Little Caesars.
100%.
Even in the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, the pizza's still garbage.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is the correct answer.
It is.
One Punch Man, Andrew, do you think wrestlers give more nowadays compared to the Attitude Era or before, leaving it all in the ring, taking the bumps? Of course they give more.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not even close.
Right. Like what? It's like that tweet that MJF sent out and then deleted.
Right.
Where it's like, when's enough going to be enough? Like we're finding new ways to kill ourselves.
Look at AEW and look at NXT because they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
NXT... they all try to kill themselves, and that's why they have so many injuries. Like, it's like, hey, I won a belt, but I'm out for a year. It's like, yeah, well, you're doing this crazy ladder match.
Right.
You're doing spots that you shouldn't be doing.
They have 8 females that are injured.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Like, wow.
Like, back in the day, the only person that would jump off a ladder was Jeff Hardy and Shane McMahon.
Uh-huh.
There were 2 people.
Yeah.
That would... Now, everyone jumps off ladders.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck.
And... there's only a few people that could actually do it and do it correctly.
Yeah.
So they're not going to break their fucking leg. But MJF's, that's why MJF's tweet was so correct.
Yeah.
And also when you do like 10 insane spots, they become meaningless.
Right.
Rather as doing one awesome spot.
Right. So like, you know, AEW where they're doing like a 360 tombstone pile driver off the top rope. And they kick out.
Yeah.
Well, that move means nothing now.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. Paul, was it me or was there too many unfunny backstage segments this week on Raw? That's every week.
Yeah. All the funny ones are online.
You're correct. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm Raj. Just to reply back to my comment on the AEW pod, I'm not a fan of AEW, just MJF. I literally couldn't find anyone to go with at the time, so the wife agreed to go as long as I brought her a gift in London. Oh, because Amraj is going to All In.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Since then, her friend's husband said he'll come and he'll bring the shrooms while the ladies go watch Magic Mike in London that night. Okay. Oh,
all right. Well, right. Everyone
sounds like they're going to have more fun.
Right. Yeah.
Dashing Dan. Push, fire, bury these guys who are good in-ring wrestlers but struggle on the mic or work with bad scripts. Baron Corbin, Damian Priest, Bobby Lashley.
This is a push, fire, bury?
Yeah.
Fire Lashley. I mean, you could push Priest.
I mean, Lashley's the worst in-ring wrestler, yeah.
Yeah.
I would push Corbin.
Yeah. I mean... Like it's like
if I was going to
watch, the funniest shit is always online, you know. Like what gave us our sound clip for Corbin?
Yes, exactly. You know? But like in terms of like who's the best in the ring, I would rather watch a Corbin match
than a Priest match.
Yeah.
Okay.
So push Corbin. I would bury Priest. Fire Lashley.
Yes.
True P Huevos. Is it me or does Dominic's tear drop move ever weak like the King's Mole in Robin Hood Men in Tights? Does Dominic's teardrop move?
Does the teardrop placement move?
Oh, does it move every week?
Yeah, I think it does.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, it does remind me of that.
Yeah, it's not permanent. Yeah, that's true. Robin Hood Men in Tights is a great movie.
Right. Yeah, you've seen Young Frankenstein, right?
Yes.
Where like they're like, wasn't the hump on the other side? He's like, what hump? Yeah.
The Rizzler, most predictable pay-per-view event followed by an even more predictable Raw. So boring. Vince is definitely in the pilot seat. You guys are on to something with the drunk WWE review podcast.
Right. I might have to concoct the cocktail before the show, and that way we can send it out to everyone to make them.
Exactly.
Instead of making like four different ones, maybe focus on one.
F5. Joel Guerrero, what will your reaction be in 6 months when Brock wins this new title and both of the show's champs are part-timers? Eric doesn't like that, I don't think. He doesn't even want to respond.
No.
I mean...
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Could be.
For sure. I mean, like, if that's why you're creating this title, so it's on the show, why would, you know...
Well, you know this is all Triple H's idea, and Vince approved it, but at any point, Vince could be like... Fuck it. It's not working. Give Brock the title.
Yeah.
We're going to do a unification match. Wait, so now there's going to be three belts on one guy?
Yes.
And then we'll have a new belt. We'll put that one on Roman. And just repeat. Repeat. And that'll be our new t-shirt.
Yeah.
Make a new title. Give it to Roman. Repeat.
No champ. Make belt. Give to Roman. Repeat. Repeat.
Carlos Rivera, do you believe Damian Priest is a future world champion? No. He has the size and look. Maybe age isn't on his side, but AJ Styles was a champ at 40 and 41.
I mean, if...
Yeah, but Styles is way better.
Yeah, I mean, if Priest could drop Judgment Day... I mean, Priest isn't bad in the ring. It's no, just he needs to find, like, a gimmick that's, like, that we can get behind.
His promos are terrible.
Yeah.
And I get it. He's reciting scripted promos.
Correct.
But was he ever that good NXT at promos?
He was all right in NXT.
Vince the Gooch, I recently learned that a formerly defunct indie promotion called Pro Wrestling Unplugged will be debuting at our local county fair next week. Who's the main event, you ask? Why, of course, it's none other than the Brian Kendrick.
Oh, wow.
Insert appropriate soundboard drop. Ooh.
Mm.
The Brian Kendrick.
I mean... You could almost go.
I don't even know, like...
Jesus!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lashley?
Lashley.
No.
He's
no,
also
no.
like a backstage producer in WWE right now.
Is he? Huh.
Yeah. Mitchell, since Roman was drafted by SmackDown, the new world title was supposed to be exclusive to Raw, then why a tournament involving SmackDown superstars? I know!
So would these guys go to Raw if they win this title?
Yeah, I get. Or
this
yeah.
person?
I guess.
Yeah.
Chief Nakahomer... Push, fire, bury, podcast Joe Rogan, UFC Joe Rogan, comedian Joe Rogan. That's hilarious because all are great. God, I love watching UFC, and when there's a knockout, they show Joe Rogan's face on commentary, and he goes crazy.
Yeah. I don't watch UFC. I don't really listen to his podcast or stand-up.
And I went to one of his comedy shows a couple years ago, and it was great as well. I guess I would push, I don't know, UFC Joe Rogan. No, podcast Joe Rogan. Like, when he has guests on that I like, they're great. Like, he had Tarantino on, it was awesome. But that's a funny question. Dylan, maybe it's just me seeing this or feeling this way, but Kevin Owens looks bored now. He looks bored and past this whole tag team thing with Sammy. The payoff was great. The Mania moment was great. But KO looks like he's not in it anymore in the promos.
Because he knows there's a world title he can actually get now.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why I'm saying, like, KO and Sammy don't need to have a long tag team title run.
Right.
Because it's all about them winning at Mania together, but they're just too big to be a tag team forever.
Yeah.
So I agree, Dylan. Red shirt guy, if you were to make a second 6-man Hell in a Cell match with the current roster, which 6 wrestlers would you put? Because there's only been one ever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So Seth.
Yeah. Styles.
Styles.
KO.
KO for sure.
Sammy.
Sammy. Maybe.
We need one big guy.
Like a big guy?
Drew. Yeah. Drew.
Yeah. And then maybe like Nakamura.
Like a Ricochet. Do some crazy shit.
Or that.
But one of them. Do some crazy shit. He's just, you know. Shane McMahon. So he'll jump off.
Yeah, there you go. Fucking head first.
Matt Judd, not a question, but the drunk cast was 10 out of 10. My God, I laughed so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rectum, I'm so tired of professional wrestling. So very, very tired. Well, so is my rectum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is my tired.
The one Wilson, any idea when you guys would be ready to put together the worst promo bracket part 3? We're ready. So I have some saved, but if you start sending me some, like, this is just for everyone.
Yeah.
Send me the worst promos and don't just DM me on Twitter, the video, like email to me. Like, there's send me a message. I'll give you the email, the podcast email. You could DM me like the file if you can. If you can, it's all right too. But just try not to send me any promos that were on the last 2 brackets.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd like to do that soon. David Lewandowski, trivia. Which 2 wrestlers have the most Royal Rumble appearances without a single elimination?
Oh.
I mean, that's got to be hard to...
Oh, man.
That's got to be a hard one to just think of. But, I don't, you know...
They have the most without eliminating anyone?
Both of these guys apparently are in 6 Rumbles and haven't eliminated anyone.
Holy shit.
It's gonna be tough to guess this.
Yeah, you're just
gonna, say anyone.
Anyone?
No, just say anyone. Name a wrestler. Okay. Someone who sucks.
Baron Corbin. No, I know he's got an elimination.
Yeah, he's got an elimination.
Sami Zayn.
No, this says Jack Swagger and the Hurricane both have been in 6 Rumbles.
Wow,
with 0 eliminations.
Well, he likes his hat, so.
Yeah. I'm Ed. It's what I do. If you guys could run WWE creative for a year, who would you push and who would you future endeavor? The most popular question we've get on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've gotten this question a million times. I mean, who would I push? I would give Sami Zayn the fucking belt.
Yeah.
The belt. One belt.
I'd give Kevin one and I'd give Sami one.
There you go. Well, I guess they each do have 2, but not those, the main ones.
Right, right, right.
Joseph, who would be future endeavor? Omos!
Yeah, bye. Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Joseph Ryland, can we please stop Dom mic time? Please, every time he opens his mouth, it makes me want to ram my head into a wall. I really don't know how y'all put up with this show for our entertainment anymore, but thank you.
Counter argument, Trish mic time.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it is her show, so fuck.
Yeah,
she books it.
Yeah.
Fosse 32, how would it be if all wrestlers were free to do heel type stuff? I don't know. Chaos.
Agent of chaos.
It'd be like UFC or boxing where they're all assholes anyway.
Yeah, they just beat the shit out of each other. Like everyone brings weapons.
It would just be like ding, ding. It would be Nakamura and Styles. Like the bell rings and they kick each other in the nuts. They get up, they kick each other in the nuts again. Yeah.
It would basically be ow my balls.
Ow my balls.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ramos, what do you think the fight at Night of Saudis will entail between Bork and Cody?
Bork. Jesus, Bork laser.
Look, I hope it's got to be a cage match. I hope it's a cage match.
Yeah.
I'm gonna predict cage match, or they might do, what if they do the fight pit, which Riddle usually does?
Ooh.
Could be interesting.
Yeah, that would be an interesting match. Riddle versus Brock, because they're both UFC guys.
Right.
You know?
Wrestling, baby. Here for Drunkcast. Can't wait for Saudi Drunkcast. Gonna need even more themed cocktails. Eric, what you got?
I haven't even had time to recover from this one.
This is the beheader. Jesus. No, what's the executioner? This is the executioner.
Right. Wow.
This is the, did you show your ankles?
Right.
Bitch. This is 40 virgins in heaven.
Oh, my God. It tastes amazing.
It tastes like 40 virgins. The old Kanye, if this is what we have for the Raw Women's Division, then who's looking forward to when a babyface Brandi Rhodes faces Rhea Ripley? Dare you?
If she was going to do something, she would have done it by now.
Yeah. Ivana Itmaas, did Sasha Banks completely screw over Naomi? What did she gain from leaving as the tag champ, a pop in Impact Wrestling? I tweeted this.
Yeah.
I said Sasha really screwed over
him. Yeah, she really fucked her friend over.
Omar, it's that time of the year already where Natalya gets her yearly stoning. I mean, title shot.
Right.
At Saudi Mania.
Oh, yeah.
P.S. Shout out to Natalya's sister, Yowie Wowie.
Well, that. I guess she's going to go to Saudi and cry again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dion my lips. Dion my lips.
D on my lip.
D on my lips. You got it.
Yikes.
D on my lips. Zelina's tits, Bailey's ass, Becky's abs.
Bailey's ass.
Bailey's ass.
Yeah.
Push. Cause Zelina's are fake boobs.
I saw a great meme.
And push bury Becky's abs and fire the boobs. Because I don't like fake boobs.
There's this
I'm sure they're nice.
Great meme. It was like, you know how her pants were like held together?
Yes.
It was like Captain America holding the helicopter. It's like those buckles trying to hold in Bailey's ass.
Andy Nance, Brock, who's the coward now as he continues to attack Cody from behind a second time?
Yep. Right. Beating a dead man.
Yeah. Uncle Saudi, ooh, thoughts on the Mets signing Gary Sanchez, Eric? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Gary Sanchez is finished. It's stupid.
Oh.
Axe, push for Barry for DIY at SummerSlam. Gargano and Rollins, World Heavyweight Championship, and Gunther versus Ciampa for the IC title. That's the first one.
I would almost... Well,
Gargano, Gunther, IC, Ciampa, Rollins, World Heavyweight.
There you go.
Or DIY versus Sammy and KO.
I mean, give me Gargano, IC, and Ciampa, World Heavyweight.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, if they're not going to be in those title pictures, I mean, we did mention DIY versus KO and Sammy.
Yeah,
you for know, sure. If anyone's going to take those titles, I'd love for it to be them.
Yeah. PCJ, guys, I got a hangover just listening to the Drunk Cast. Hilarious stuff, but got me to wonder, what are your go-to hangover cures? Also, next pay-per-view in Houston, we got to have a live show with a full-on drunk cast. Oh, boy.
Wow.
My hangover cure is to sleep for 24 hours.
Usually, I go get breakfast tacos and good. Yeah.
No, I didn't sleep for 24 hours. But no, I did. We did go to breakfast. We went to House of Pies.
Oh, nice.
So that helped. Yeah.
Yeah. Big ol' fucking...
That's why the pod was late. Like, it came out, like, Sunday night, because I was like,
Did you cut your pancakes? Nice little squares?
No, I'm not a psychopath. Brock Landers, do you remember NXT's up-and-coming rising star of the year, Kona Reeves?
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah, he works as a... he works a stunt show in Disney World now.
Cool.
That's not a bad gig, though, honestly.
You know, I heard Joey Ryan was working at Disney...
Oh, and he got fired, right?
And he got
fired. Because they found out who he was?
Yeah. That after, was like people tweeted it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Disney, you know this guy?
Right.
Yeah.
Zachary, if you could take our four guys in the tournament and make it an 8-man one-on-one tournament, who would you guys have as the matchups? Who would you have in the finals?
Oh, shit.
Of, like, this current tournament?
That's a lot.
I don't know. I would have Nakamura win. Nakamura beats Edge. I don't know.
AJ.
Yeah. Right.
Let him finally get that one over on AJ.
Yeah. Dr. Coctopus. Big shout out to when Eric gave the Big Show a 5 out of 10 for appearance in the greatest wrestler bracket because he was fat sometimes, and he gave Gargano a 9 out of 10 because he cosplayed as Iron Man. Please hit the MJF button.
You fucking mark!
You goddamn right.
Hey, no spoilers for brackets. That was a fun bracket, though.
It was.
Go check that out. That is all for fan questions. So,
make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as our other podcast, Hollywood Hogwash. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. You can get a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com/ What's Wrong with Wrestling, and become a supporter of the show at Patreon.com/ What's Wrong with Wrestling. We've got the Drunk Cast.
Yes.
We're going to have Night of Champions at the end of the month.
Yeah.
We've got
Double or Nothing as well.
Double or Nothing coming up. We've got a shit ton of brackets. We got movie reviews. We got classic episodes. We've got that one episode of Joe's Crazy Game Show.
Yes.
It's all there.
It's all there. And yeah.
And it's tremendous.
That's true.
It is.
It's just like Vince said.
This is such good shit.
It really is. But it's not shit, but it's good shit.
It's good shit.
Good shit.
It's good shit. Go check out some good shit.
Send us promos.
Speaking of good shit, I'm going to go take one right now.
Oh, nice.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh, no.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.